As dawn broke, she watched over him still, gently smoothing the worry lines out of his forehead. She rose and opened a small box from the shrine of her treasures he kept so faithfully. When she opened it, as I do now, the most beautifully sweet fragrance began to fill the room. Her fragrance, like cotton candy, or the best birthday cake anyone ever made for you. And waking, he knew. He knew his angel was with him. Rising with hope and faith and purpose, he listened, sensing but not seeing her. He spoke quietly. Too quietly for us to hear.
Too quietly for us to hear.
He spoke quietly to her, the spirit he could feel in the room. And although he was looking in entirely the wrong direction, she was there, listening attentively. He wrote feverishly in their notebook as she whispered in his ear. And he was looking in entirely the wrong direction, but could clearly hear her.